Thank you so much that you are with us tonight. If you're visiting, let me reiterate what was said earlier, that we appreciate so very much that you have come, that you are here, that you have shown interest in spiritual things enough to be among us tonight. We want to encourage you in every way that we can to take an interest, an abiding interest in spiritual things, such that you will come back, and perhaps again and again. You need the church in your life. We all do. It is very sad, and I've thought so many times about people when they call. They'll call the church building at times, and they want to use a building to have a wedding. And the church isn't in their life. It's not a part of their life. They're not a member of any church, but they want to use the building for a wedding. Or someone else calls, and they want to talk to you about preaching a funeral. And this, of course, I think is the saddest of all. They want you to preach the funeral for someone. And I've preached many of such funerals. You get there and you find out that the church has not been a part of this person's life either at all or for a long, long time. And how do you preach those funerals? It's not easy, is it? It's not easy to preach those funerals. Make the church a part of your life now. Not at the end when folks want you to be a part, in a sense, but are really finding it too late in the real sense. Tonight we're going to talk about a little more happiness. A little more happiness. Turn, please, if you will, to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting at verse 3. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And it goes on. There are more of those. And when you read that, what do you think? Well, you don't usually think about the idea of happiness when you consider this because of the fact that you may not appreciate the actual meaning of that and where it takes you. The word happiness is the real meaning of that word. That is to say, when he said blessed, he meant happy are those folks. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But let me say to you that when you think of happiness and the very concept, think of all the connections there are in your mind. The word happiness, what do you think about when you think of happiness? Well, we think, for example, about the words that we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, right? The pursuit of happiness. Happiness, I suppose, would be the goal that most people crave, the supreme object of their existence. And so is there any real doubt as to why Jesus might have placed an emphasis upon it? In fact, there is no grander theme that was ever engaged by the powers of burning eloquence and inspired poetic fire than this notion. Myriads of muses and masters throughout the centuries have sung its praises. Alexander Pope, for example, in one of his poems wrote, "O happiness, our being's end and aim. Good, pleasure, ease, content, whate'er thy name, that something still which prompts eternal sigh, for which we bear to live and dare to die." A simple look at modern advertising will capture the gist of it. We all have heard the advertisers tell us in some way or another to live it up, to get more out of life, to have more fun, to get more gusto, We've heard all those expressions, haven't we? And hence, people have abused alcohol, drugs, and even sex. And in so doing, have demonstrated how man tries and so often fails to achieve any true happiness in his life. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you," listen to this, "good tidings of great joy." Now you know that was the words that were spoken to the shepherds when the promise was made about the birth of the Savior. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The Greek word for blessed, again, is makarios. It means to be blessed, to be happy, to be congratulated. And this idea is present in every one of those texts that we read a moment ago, the so-called Beatitudes, as we call them. They're the best evidence there is in Scripture that Jesus intended to present to the minds of men specific principles that are intended to bring happiness into our lives. And so some of these abiding principles, I believe, are taught here and others taught elsewhere in sacred Scripture. And with the remainder of the time that we have tonight, I want to pursue some of the ideas that will lead us. I don't have any.